Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Carrie Broussard is here too, ladies and gentlemen, because she's got an important book out, From Cinderella to CEO, How to Master the 10 Lessons of Fairy Tales to Transform Your Work Life. Carrie is nationally known for her work in bringing women's groups together and uniting them to share a common focus. She's also the founder of Wyndham's Women on Their Way program, which is where she helped women with who are traveling, helped them improve the services that they get when they're traveling. And she's our new friend. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here, Carrie. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much.
Now, you know, I have to be honest with you, Carrie, and I hope you're willing to, I can already tell you've got a pretty good attitude, and you're capable of having a sense of humor. We've already spoken a little bit on the
soft heart.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, I'm thinking now. Your book is written to women, basically, right?
Basically, yes, but men can also get so much out of this book, I believe.
Well, see, I tell men to read these kinds of books just to see what you women are up to. I encourage them to do that.
So smart.
Well, but the thing is I got to say, if I were thinking about helping women come into the 21st century and get a dose of reality about, you know, where things really are and what they need to be doing to be successful, I probably wouldn't think of fairy tales.
No, you wouldn't. And I think...
Is that a guy thing, Carrie?
It could be a guy thing, but I believe that fairy tales for women are sort of what we were raised on, in a way, with the stories that over all generations that have gone before us, too, in different cultures, the morals that are taught in fairy tales, the stories of, you know, triumph over evil, things that we just are sort of part of our cell structure, are stories that we grew up on. That what I wanted to do was, as women in particular were new to the workforce, now we aren't so new. You know, it's been about 50 years that, you know, we've now...
Or longer.
Or longer, but really in big numbers.
No, you're right.
The last 25, 50 years.
You're right.
And so those stories of fairy tales, what I wanted to show was that the major points of our lives that we are, the turning points or the fears and the beliefs that we have, they really harken back to these basic age-old wisdom stories that we have in fairy tales, where if you work with integrity, if you beware of the evil wolf, if you treat people with respect, if you work hard, if you earn a fairy godmother, I call it a fairy god mentor, these things can help you in your career, and you can have fun while you're doing it. You can mix business with pleasure. It's a great way to enjoy work on a daily basis.
So this is the equivalent, this is the female equivalent of sports metaphors. Is that what you're saying?
That's a great way to frame it.
Because, see, if I were writing this book to guys, I might say from nose tackle to CEO or something like that, right?
Yeah, you know what?
Or from utility infielder to CEO. Maybe that would be the guy approach or something, right? You got to get their attention, don't you?
I love that, and I've always said that men have always had to have a coach in their life. You know, they've grown up with a coach, a basketball coach, football coach, and this, if with a fairy godmother, you know, we grew up with that. Women always wanted, I think, after hearing and reading and watching fairy tales, that we would do better if we had a fairy godmother. Well, you know what? We have to earn a fairy godmother, just like a guy has to earn a good coach, you know.
You talk in your book about the fact that Cinderella earned hers, didn't she?
Yeah. Yes, and the Cinderellas that we all can identify with, a Cinderella, a person who has come from nothing to have, you know, risen to the point where she keeps her eye on the palace. And what she did, and a lot of the other fairy tale heroines, they actually don't, they aren't rescued by a prince. They literally rescue themselves, just like Cinderella. She, again, I always like to go back to the fact that here she was with evil stepsisters or whatever was in her life that wasn't good. She didn't seek revenge in the end. She kept her eye on the palace. she didn't want to take her eye off of what really meant so much to her, and didn't waste time seeking revenge.
I never believed, though, Carrie, that she accidentally dropped that shoe. I never believe. I know women. That was no accident, Carrie.
You know,
that was women are too smart.
Shoes.
Women don't do anything like that accidentally. That was planned from the beginning. Okay, Carrie, does every woman have ugly stepsisters in their lives?
You know, I don't think every woman does just like
I don't mean that. I don't mean literal.
I think that there are two ways to look at it. And I have a whole section on how to fend off an evil boss or how you can deal with an evil boss. And I think the ways to look at it are to understand where these evil people are coming from in your life. And if you can win over a boss or an evil stepsister with sheer excellence and inspire an attitude adjustment with your outstanding, whether it's your outstanding results or just understanding that your boss has got an agenda too, and if you can understand your boss's agenda or these evil stepsisters or the evil queen, then it'll help you get to a point where you can win people over. You can literally get to a point where you can evaluate your options a little bit better versus saying, oh, those people are just evil and I hate them, and it brings you into a downward spiral. And I think so many of us, me included, have been in that situation where it's just been wasted energy, and we, you know, have to work out ways that we can either understand again where that person's coming from or those people are coming from, so we can work around it or work through it. And then what I love is to literally wait for an enemy or an evil stepsister to self-destruct, because that's what happens. People that are cruel and unfair, eventually they burn their own bridges.
And you have to be patient, though, don't you?
You have to be so patient.
And you have to be prepared. You can't just wait for it to happen. You have to be prepared.
You have to be clever and you have to be smart, but you can't play that game. And if you do, it's just like a fairy tale. You know, if you sort of go into that evil section of life or whatever part of your brain or where we can all go, it doesn't in the end win you any friends. It doesn't in the end win you success. It can temporarily get you success, and that's what happens. You see a lot of people get to the top on these, you know, sort of backstabbing ways,
right,
and it doesn't work in the end.
Stand by, Carrie. Carrie Broussard, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our new friend. She's the author of the new book, From Cinderella to CEO. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Carrie, is the glass ceiling still there? Has it been broken? Is there still that much inequality for women in the marketplace? Right after these messages, 20 after, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and we'll send it to you on Sunday by email, and you can find out more about my blog that's there, and thousands of archives, thousands of articles. You can go back and hear our interview with Carrie Broussard over and over again. You can fast forward and rewind and listen to her as many times as you want to on our website. After we're off the air live, we put all those into archives, and you can find them on the schedule page quickly, or in the blog quickly, and then after a week or so, they go into the archives. Carrie's book is called From Cinderella to CEO, and she talks about, she uses fairy tales to get women's attention about, what I like about what you do, Carrie, is you take fantasy, use fantasy to bring people into reality.
Exactly.
And that's a very important thing to do. And you gotta, if you're gonna get people to learn, you have to get their attention first, don't you?
You do, and I think the fact that fairy tales are familiar, it's a great way when you're in a situation that could be stressful at work, or you get home from work and you're stressed out, and you think about, okay, now how did Little Red Riding Hood handle that evil wolf? You know, let me see how she did that. And it's just a fun way to work through some sometimes difficult situations.
Well, whatever it takes to get to put handles on a lesson that you can remember, that's what I say.
Yeah.
You've done a great job of that. Let me ask ask you a question. Is the glass ceiling still there?
Well, I think yes and no. I think we can create our own glass ceiling without, because of either one, just not being familiar with the ins and outs of the workplace, but two, the men that we know and some like, some are sort of irritating. They may create a glass ceiling, but you know what? You can't be irritated by the fact that they aren't smart. I mean, they are smart, and they've been able to create not only a good network.
You talking about guys?
Yeah.
Now, when you say they, Carrie, it sounds like you're talking about the Borg on Star Trek: The Next Generation or something.
Exactly. Sometimes it feels like that, and I think you know, but the thing is, you think, well, what's the mystery there? How did they create this ceiling that have prevented women from getting to the top?
Well, you know what? You know how? You know one way we do it, don't you?
How?
We don't obsess about it.
Well, that, you know what? You just put your head down.
We just get it done.
You get it.
And I don't mean that. I'm not saying that in any kind of a condescending way or anything. I do think that, I mean, I don't know.
You're
I just
focused.
Think that's,
You're
I think,
focused.
I think so. And I think we just don't obsess much about it. But I will tell you that, you know, since there wasn't a glass ceiling for most guys, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't have to obsess about anything.
You know, that's probably very true. And I do think the best advice I've gotten, and I talk about this in the book, is that create our own networks, women with women and men. And when you are in a situation that either you feel like you're coming up against a glass ceiling, or maybe you're about to be laid off, or maybe you've been laid off, the best way to kind of prevent something evil from happening at that point, and I liken this to Hansel and Gretel, is they literally heard their parents talking how they were going to leave them in the middle of the woods with no food, and you know, basically they couldn't take care of them. Well, that's the feeling or the situation that a lot of us find ourselves in if we're about to be laid off. And if you leave a trail of good contacts, become involved mm-hmm. in professional organizations, stay in touch with people in other companies, touch base with recruiters, have a contingency plan and a contingency.
See, women are good at that's something women typically are pretty good at.
You know, we can be pretty good at it, but if you don't
I guess what I mean is it's a natural thing for you. You just need to know that you need to do it.
You know,
I think you're uniquely adapted to doing that.
Yeah, we are very good networkers,
yeah.
And we're very good at reaching out to other people and developing relationships. And what we are learning is that in order to stay buoyant in the business world and be able to build up and break that glass ceiling, it is all about our contacts, and it is all about treating people well along the way so that you can be in a situation where you can not only help other people, but they can help you, and it's just a win-win.
Carrie, one of the things that when I think about all the heroines in your fairy tales mm-hmm. that you use in your book, I don't see any of them who ever became victims.
Exactly.
Isn't assuming some kind of victimhood? Isn't that the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah, and I think sometimes being a victim is an easy role to play for us. For some reason, it's whether or not it's been passed down to us, or whether we just have felt like that, and it's been an easy way to mm-hmm. sort of rise in our own eyes of glory. But when you look at the fact that in the business world, you're not going to drive revenues by being a victim. You're not going to get promoted by being a victim.
Or get people to follow you.
Or people to follow
you. No one will follow you if you're a victim.
And how do you get people to follow you? It's because they look at you as somebody who they want to emulate, or they want to follow in your wake, if you will, in terms of a fact that they can follow you and as you rise to the top. And most people who are rising to the top are, again, kind of focused, like you mm-hmm. said. They have a plan. They
Carrie, I've got to wrap it up, but
yeah.
The book's available wherever books are sold.
Yes,
right?
They are.
And you have a website.
I have a website, CinderellaCEO.com.
CinderellaCEO.com. Carrie, we got more to talk about. Will you come back?
I would love to come back, and thank you so much for having me.
I want to teach you some sports metaphors.
I want to know about them. Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie. Carrie
okay,
Broussard, ladies and gentlemen. That's two S's, by the way. Quick break. Right back with Renee Schaff and Rob Zeldenrust. Stay with us.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.